Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your real estate update for February 27th, 2024. What's happening in the markets? Well, this is the news out for today. Home prices continue to rally. If you take a deep dive into these numbers, you can see that home prices overall were up throughout the country, 6.1%. December alone saw a 0.2 increase in home values across the country. So let's take a little bit of a deep dive into real estate, what's going on with mortgage rates, because I'm a mortgage advisor. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So at the end of this video, I'll give you my information if you're out there looking or trying to kick the tires to see, do you qualify in this market? What I always tell people to do is please don't disqualify yourself. If you're interested in buying a house this year, maybe an investment property, please reach out to us. We can go over all your questions and hopefully come up with solutions to those questions. But without further ado, let's get to the economic news to see where mortgage rates are going, because that's the one thing that I can specialize in and I kind of have a beat on what's going on with mortgage rates. So without further ado, let's get over to it. Here's the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. Now, these are not my rates. These aren't Citibank's rates. These are not Bank of America rates. These, what they see right here, this is a survey done by Mortgage News Daily. They survey lenders all over the country, and they ask them these five questions. Now, these might be yours, the answers to yours. So if they are, then that's your rate. But if they're not, then you can reach out to me at the end of this video, like I said, and we'll figure out what kind of interest rate you would qualify for. So right through here, to qualify for these rates, you have to be in these five categories. It has to be your first home, has to be your primary home, meaning you're going to live there, and it has to be a single family home. So you're probably saying, yep, Dan, that's me. But these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. So you don't need to put down there. Let's go briefly through this. How much you need to put down if you're a first time home buyer. So if you look at conventional loans, in most cases, you need 3% down. If you're looking to buy a multi-unit, like a four unit, you only need 5% down. Okay. FHA, 3.5% down. Most people, if they don't qualify because of a credit score, or maybe their debts are a little bit higher than you would qualify with a conventional loan, we go with an FHA loan. You can see those right through here. And then we'll start breaking down some other products. We have the 15-year term here, these products through here. VA doesn't require any money down, 0%. So if you're a veteran, I'd highly suggest you check out this, as well as USDA. USDA is really difficult to qualify for because the house has to be in a USDA eligible area. Your income has to meet certain specifications. Your debt ratio can't exceed 41%. But if you're looking for a USDA loan, we can help you kind of navigate that avenue. But in most cases, a lot of those people end up with a FHA or a conventional loan. So here's where rates are today based on all that information. Let's go to the economic calendar to figure out what's going on in the economy that might make rates go up or down. So what do we focus in on here? So we focus in on the things that the Federal Reserve focuses in on. What are they looking at? Well, they have two mandates. Those two mandates are they need to keep the economy at full employment, which they're doing a pretty good job at that right now, and price stability, which is aka inflation. Well, they're doing a pretty good job at that right now. I'm predicting a soft landing. Why? We have a good job market and we're starting to see people stop spending. Right through here, you notice every day when I come out, I'm like, it's like, folks, you got to quit spending because we keep spending and spending and spending. That's increasing prices. Okay, I was just in Universal over the weekend, and that's why I got a little bit of a tan. And it was a Sunday afternoon during off season, and it was crazy. So if people don't have money anywhere, well, they didn't show it at Disney or at Universal Studios this weekend because it was overwhelming. But here's what we're seeing right now. Here's the cracks of the foundation I'm starting to see. Durable goods orders. What are those? Refrigerators. Big items that you have in your house. The previous reading was 0.03, negative 0.03. That's not good. That means people aren't buying as much. It is expected to drop a little bit down to negative 4. It actually dropped to negative 6, meaning less and less people are buying bigger items, we'll put it that way. And then consumer confidence. A confidence level of 110 isn't good. 114 is bad, but it came in at 106. So that means consumer confidence is basically just stagnant. Some people are feeling a little bit better about themselves, some aren't. But if you look into the data that I see on a daily basis right through here, this is what my screen looks like on a daily basis. I follow the MBS market. I'm going to get to that in 1 second. But here's the economic data that we have for today. Now, this is a little bit more in depth than what we usually look at on a daily basis at Bloomberg. But if you look through here, let's just break this down. It basically recaps what I was just talking about today. Durable goods orders was previously 0, was expected to come down 0.4. It actually came down 0.6. Not good there. Case-Shiller index, we just went through that. Previous reading, home prices were up 5.4%. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's a bunch of bullshit. You know, there's no way that house prices are up 5.4%. We just got adjusted to 6.1%, okay, over the last reading. So if you don't like this data that comes from Case Shiller or anybody else, I don't know where you're going to find your data unless you just make the stuff up. Okay, and then we start seeing some other areas, but consumer confidence right through here, it was 110. This number was 114. It was revised to 110. It was expected to increase a little bit to 115. It actually is 106. Anything over 100 isn't good for our economy right now. It's saying that people don't have a lot of confidence in the economy. So if we look at all this stuff, let's look at it as the Fed would look at it. We need less people spending money or buying stuff. So how do we do that? Well, we have to have people losing their job. Let's say it that way. Okay, if they lose their job, then they can't buy stuff. Well, how about if they just continue to keep their job, but they just don't spend as much? They try to save some money instead of just spend. That's what it's looking like some people are starting to do, especially with durable goods orders right up through here. Okay, you're still seeing home prices increase, but what we want to focus in on was where mortgage rates are going. So that's where we focus in on what the Fed's doing. So far the employment numbers are looking good, but now people are starting to cut back on spending. At least these numbers are indicating that. Credit cards are astronomically high. What you're going to see a lot of times too is on the naysayer side of the equation is they're going to come back and say, well, look, we have record debt. People are delinquent. There's foreclosures all over the board. But if you really take a deep dive into all those things, folks, it's not as bad as it seems. So you're still having home prices go up and people, it seems like they still have the money to do what they're doing. And I can vouch for that because I just went to Universal Studios and people were spending like crazy. So that's our report for today. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Here's what we do here at the Frio team. We work at a federal bank. What does that mean? Well, it means we can lend anywhere in the country. But we all are so the one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. How does that help you guys? Well, we're set up with over 70 different lenders throughout the whole country. So what you're looking to do in most cases, you're like, I want to get pre-approved by a whole bunch of companies and then figure out what kind of rates they have and fees and so forth. Let us do that for you. We're gonna go over and search your loan criteria with 70 different lenders, and we can use their programs and their rates, and we can pass that along to you. That's what we do here at the Frio team. How do you reach out to us to see if we can help you? Well, first off, if you're already got pre-qualified or pre-approved with a loan, you're not closing for at least 30 days or more, please do me a favor. Upload your loan estimate right into there. We're gonna take a scan of basically what you're getting offered at the bank, and we're going to scan that and review it with up to 70 different lenders out there to see, can we get you a lower rate? Maybe can we get you lower fees? Can we get you all the above? Can we get you a lower rate and lower fees? That's what we're going to work hard for to get that. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd really like to kick the tires to see, can I qualify in this market? Well, do me a favor. Hit the apply now button. That's number one. If you don't want to do that and you're like, oh, I'm a little bit scared. I don't want to put in all my data. Well, do one other thing. Scroll down to the bottom of our website and you're going to find our 800 number right here. You can give us a call at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or you can even email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, it will be me replying to your email. So that's it for today, guys. Home prices are up. The economy's starting to crack a little bit, but that might be good news when it comes to mortgage rates. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. If you like my videos and you like my educational tools that I have, please don't forget to subscribe right down there below so you can catch every video that I do. Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.